Parshas Kisavoy always comes out right before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yemei Aslichis. The Gemara says, Tichle Shana v'kiloloiseo, Tochel Shana v'birchoiseo. Efter, there's a musig of Unishal Muparim Sfaseinu. We don't have a carbon that man is there, but we learn Parshas Karbonis, and it's Ki'ilu Hikrif Karbon. Efter, B'doyma l'zeh, saying the Toichacha, we should be Yotze. We shouldn't have to get the Toichacha. It's a sign that the Kriyas HaToichacha lane, we should be able to be Yotze Yedei Chayvosek with them. The Hoya Ki Savoy, the Archaim HaKadosh says, the Hoya is Lashon Simcha. It's before in a lot of places. The Hoya is the Lashon of Simcha. So he says, the Hoya Ki Savoy, it's Eino Yeroi L'smoyach El Be'eretz Yisrael. Oz Yimalei Schoik Pino, he brings. There's a Muslim, he's supposed to be Simcha in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, what's his daughter, Zayin Sameach? You find in a lot of places, V'hoi is a Lashon of Simcha. So there's a pasuk a few weeks ago, we said, V'hoi im shechoyach tishkach es Hashem alekecha, and V'halach t'lavet alihim acherim. So the kasha, the Regina Rebbe, the Admor Regina asked, "Avazav pasuk you say v'hoi is lashon simcha, v'hoi yom shachoyach tishkach es Hashem alekecha." That's a simcha. So he says you have to read the pasuk differently. A person has to be the simcha. You know, we're holding now an Elul, and Andre, people make a mistake. They think it's a time you're supposed to become depressed. There's a big avoid in Elul, but you're not supposed to become ba'atzos. A person has to always be the simcha. So he says you read the pasuk like this. The Hoya in Shachoyach, if you can forget your Simcha, so Shachoyach is Tishkech as Hashem Aleichach v'avad kolem acherim. You have to realize it. The Hoya in Shachoyach, v'est forget in dayin Simcha, Tishkech as Hashem Aleichach v'est kumen mamash tavoy dezor. From Atzlis kemen tzukumen to the rest, to the Eretz Tzadach. The Hoya Kisavei, I saw from Rav David Feinstein Slita, Kisavei is Gematria 439. So he knows by the Brisbane of Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that the Yidden are going to be in Mitzrayim 400 years, plus another 40 years in the Midbar, till they come to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya Kisavoy, that's the 400, after 439 years, Kisavoy, then you'll come to Eretz Yisrael. That's from the original promise from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. In a lot of places it says, V'hoya Ki Yiviyacho. Over here it says, V'hoya Kisavoy. Can't be in other places, but a lot of the other times when it talks about going to Eretz Yisrael, the Lashon of the Torah is V'hoya Kiyiviyacha. What's the Nakud over here, V'hoya Kisavoy? So the challenge like this, this is a Hakdamah to Parshas Bikurim. The Iyun of Parshas Bikurim of Ado, we're going to see, is to express that the Eretz is Kulei Lashem, that it is not yours. So someone that's on the Madrega, V'hoya Kiyiviyacha, he realizes that Hashem brought him his Beseder. Or V'hoya Kisavoy, someone that thinks he came to Eretz Yisrael with his egg in the kaitis, he doesn't realize it's Yiviyacha that the Eivishter brought him. V'hoya Kisavoy, for him, is the message of Parshas Bikurim, where a person has to go bring the Bikurim, and the whole matara of it is to realize that the Eivishter fear developed, and it's the Eivishter's Eretz Yisrael, and it was Yiviyacha, it wasn't Kisavoy. The Eivishter brought you in. And that's the whole Bikurim taka that you say. You're saying that the Eivishter brought us in. That's V'hoya Kisavoy. If someone's going to think that it's Kisavoy, he did it with his egg in the kaitis. The Meiridika they had by Parshas Bikurim, you're supposed to give the first payers to the Kohen, the Bikurim. Vosfara nachimina to the Kohen, that you're giving him the first payers. The quality of the fruits is the same to the Kohen if you would give him the first ones or lavda for the first ones. To the Bailim, there's a Bezundara Chavivas, the first one. That's a Metzias. A person has a Chavivas. He worked in the Sode, he has a Chavivas to the Bikurim. To the Kohen, it doesn't even make a difference. What's the Indian Dafka you give the Bikurim to the Kohen? It's a Xeris HaKosov that the Eivishter wants you to give Dafka the Bikurim to the Kohen, or not any other payers. It's a Xeris HaKosov. It's a Hachroza that HaKol Shaykhah by Re'oilah, Mefrekmish Kinkashis. You give the Bikurim to the Kohen. There's a lot of different time, and we're coming closer to Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of different time in that we blow shofar. It's Yidua from Rav Sadia Goyin, and the Machzor is brought down 10 reasons in the Inyan of Tkiyah Shofar. There's about the more reasons, there's Tif and Yonim, and then the Inyan of Shofar. Everyone knows though the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that the Indian of Shofar is Ulu Yishayna Mishinaschem. But an interesting dig. Where is this Rambam? In Hilchas Shofar, the Rambam doesn't bring a tam of blowing Shofar. In Hilchas Shofar, he doesn't bring. In Hilchas Tshuva is where the Rambam brings this remez that the Indian of a Shofar is Ulu Yishayna Mishinaschem. Not in Hilchas Shofar. And even in Hilchas Tshuva, listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. He says in Hilchas Tshuva, Afal pi shes tkiya shofar b'rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu, it's a gzeiras hakosov, remez yesh v'dobar, kloimar uru yesheni mishinaschem v'nerdome makitzu mitardamaschem v'chipsu maaseichem v'chizru v'tshuva v'zichru v'yirachem. Shofar is gzeiras melech. There's the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, lo matoikim. The Gemara of the Emes goes through a whole bunch of different inyanim by all moyadim. Why do we bring Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis, and why do we matz on Pesach, and then v'lom ha'toykin b'shoifah b'Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara retorts back, and what is that? Because the Gemara is systematically going through all the Yom Tov, and then it says v'lom ha'toykin b'Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara answers Rachman Amar Tiku. What's that? The Torah says. So the Gemara explains we're asking v'lom ha'toykin k'shein yoishvin, and then again toykin k'shein oimdim, a whole sugi of kiyas miyushik kiyas demovid. That's not our sugi now. Over the first retort of the Gemara in the middle of the Shaka Matani, where it's explaining all the different Yomayadim. Lama Makriv and Azakar, and Azathing, and it's giving reasons. Lama Taikin for Rosh Hashanah, Rachmon Omer Tikul. Shkia Shoifer Zeres Melech. And Hilchis Shoifer, the Rama Machlal is in Ringatam. And Hilchis Shuva, and with the Hagdama of Afal Pishik Zeres Melech. That's Rosh Hashanah. Accepting Zeres Melech. That's the message of this Bikurim also. Accepting the Zeres Melech. And we know about the Indian of Shofar is to bring that the Eibushter goes from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim is one of the reasons. You know why? Because if Klal Yisrael's makabel themselves, Rachmona Omer Tiku, that itself poils us. That itself poils us. There's up the death of shadows of why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Chazal took away the Shofar on Shabbos, Gezer Hashem Yavirenu. But they asked, what's about all the Inyonim of Shofar? How are you going to poil us? All the grace Inyonim that Shofar has to poil us. As Klal Yisrael is makabel the Takonas Chazal with Amuna Gemura Gzeiru, that not that itself poils us. As I read, it's other Inyanim. This year comes out on Yom Chamish. There's a Gemara Baba Kamma that Sadi Beis. A whole Arichas at the end of the Perek Achoyvo. Omerle Rubble the Rabba Bar Meri Minoha Milsa the Amri Inchi. There's a whole Rishima there of things. Minoha Milsa the Amri Inchi. So one of the shayos he asked him was, Minoha Milsa the Amri Inchi Bosar Anya Ozla Ani Yusa. How do you know that Anias goes after the Ani? The poor get poorer, the rich get richer. How do you know that Anias goes to the Ani? So he says, Mishnah the Bikurim, that in by Bikurim, Ashirim may be in Bikurim, but Kausa Shel Zava Shel Kesef. The Bikurim the Ashirim would bring with fancy gold and silver baskets. V'aniyim v'salim etzarim shel harav, and aniyim with these wicker baskets, so they made out of lulav. And when they brought it to the kohen, the ashirim would give. They would give the basket back. They would take the fruits, but give the ashirim back his basket. And the ani who come and doesn't have anything, they took the basket with it. So the ani even loses out. They even take the basket also. Boser aniyah ozla aniyus. What does he say in Gemara? But there's a pshat from Aaron Bach. That's how. What packet of shot they take the Ani's basket, the usher, they don't? So he said, it's a very pshat, very nice pshat. He said like this. When the usher brings his fruits of Bikurim, it's with some of his fancy fruits, and it fills up a whole basket, and when you bring it to the Kohen, you want to be mechaber him, and you slowly empty out the entire basket, and you see, and he's gevaldik, and you're allowed to even bring extra Bikurim. Besides the Bikurim itself, there's Iturei Bikurim, and you're allowed to be moistest to it. And they're taking out all the Peiris, the Yoikir, the Peiris, and they're being Meshaveich, the Osher, how he brought, and they empty out his whole basket, and then they give it back, his basket, they give it back. The basket is not Bikurim. Like somebody shining that you can even bring other Minim, not even Meshavis HaMinim, for Iturei Bikurim. But the basket is not, it's metal, they give it back. The gold and basket. But the Ani, he says, tells the Far, he has two little dates and a couple of grapes, a little bit was at Gahat and Zain Sada. He wanted to look Machubit, but somebody does, as maybe under is an Enoiba Shalat Moritz. They fill it up with all kinds of the paper, Meshadet, and fill this up. On top of a Far, if you're going to make a mind of emptying it out, it's Mavazin. I told you, you make it look, it's Machubit, it looks like it's overflowing on top, but after with the basket, Kadesh Shalat Abayshah, that's the reason why. The Gemara Machal says, I bossar Ani Azalei Ani Yusa. But that's the reasoning behind it. Well, the chzuvelet, and if you have an usher, I'm a chutzif. that Taka took his golden basket and filled it up with paper, we want to talk about it. It's company. Well, and this is our tonas. We empty it. We see that after two pomegranates, the rest of the basket is laid. Come to Taka the Bush. V'samte batene, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'samte batene, what's V'samte batene? He says, 10 is gematria 60. That's the shishim esechtes. A person has to fill up his basket. V'samte batene, a person has to fill up his basket with the ganze shishim esechtes, without ending in shas. V'samte batene. And there's a whole bidi that you say by Bikurim. The Hemshech state, V'yoreyu oisonu ha-mitzrim v'ya'anunu. It should have said Vayareyu Lonu. What's Vayareyu Oisonu HaMitzrim? So there's a pshat. The Mitzrim made us look bad. They made propaganda. When the Yidden were working in the beginning by the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim Dafke made the Yidden look bad. Because Azoy, what's the pshat? The Mitzrim are going to be masked to be Meshaber Azah Uma with Azah Koshi after the Hakoras HaToyv Venis that they're supposed to have with the Homaisa, with Yosef and Yankiv and the Shvatim that came down. And because of them came Yeshua from the Rav. It was Vayareyu Oisonu. They made us look bad. They made a ganze propaganda mahalach, and that's the touch. Vayareyu Oisonu. It's Yidua. Recently in history, that Azoyam and the Nazis, Zimach Shimon, that's how they used to do it. They made ganze, they had people in charge of this, to be Masadr that in the whole Germany and Bechlal in Europe, as mentions all made in that. They worked on it for years. As a Yid, it's Nishkin Mensch. It's very good to be on the Heimafi. The Mela afterwards, it was Rugu. It was Vayareyu Oisonu. It's Yidua that they have film, they have footage, films from those days, from the 1940s, in the ghettos. You see the Yid and Mamash suffering in the ghettos. Interessant to the hair, but it's Maisa Shoya, that's what it was. Who took these films? Where are these films from? From the ghetto. There's other films, there's other footage from different things. Who took the film? The Nazis themselves. You'll notice, if you ever saw such a film, it's never any Nazis did. The Nazis took these films, and the purpose was to send it to other countries of Europe, that they should see how they get. And in the pictures, you always see the little kinder that they're not even dressed, and they're lying in the streets, on a very mevuzedik oifen. And you don't see any police, you don't see any Nazis, you don't see any of the. All you see is the people themselves. And it's Pusha, they took the films and the Matara, now we see that's what, how Shrekland was, but their Matara was, Zesta Vinidrik, they mentioned them. That's the Vayareyu Oisa, that was the Matara, what they did. They took the films, and that's what you'll never see, because they wanted to look at, I'll be that's the way these people are. Not because they're in a ghetto and they're locked in this week. But okay, this is the streets where they're living, and get a cook, they get their own, and play there, and they're so skinny, and schmutzig. Vayareyu Oisonu. Vayareyu Oisonu, that's the title, Vayareyu Oisonu. Vayivienu el amokan hazeh, vayitan lo asa'orat hazois, so there's a horror in chat, it's shaloy el ha-seder, vayivienu el amokan hazeh, is it Yerushalayim, we're coming to Yerushalayim, vayitan lo asa'orat hazois, so the horror, first we entered Eretz Yisrael, and then we came to Yerushalayim, not the other way around, so after you give him a bar, I'll pee the Targum Yoynesen, Parshas Yisroi, the Targum Yonason says that on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael. Va'esra eschem al kanfei nesharim, the Pasuk says over there, and the Targum Yonason says that on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gans Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, the Umak of the Karim Pesach, then they came back, and they went to the Midbar, 40 years, the whole story. Is the Eretz Yisrael, they were in Yerushalayim, not that they came to Eretz Yisrael. The first time was Gleich Arayim in Yerushalayim, it was Va'yivienu al amokim hazeh, by Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Meisters say the Shpeter Pasuk Tezayin Hayoy Mazeh Hashem Olekecha Mitzav Chalasois Esachuka Me'eila Hayoy Mazeh Zok Rashi Hayoy Mazeh Bechol Yoyim Yiu Be'inecha Chadoshim Ki Ilu Boi B'yoyim Mitzvavisa Alein. A person has to go through that every day it's Kechadoshim, it's fresh, it's nice, it's nice. As the Chasam Sofer explains, the Eibush that created a Teva in a person that he has a tshuka for new things. That's the mitzvah. The Eibushter made as a teva that a person should be mishtoikik and want to see new things, interesting things that a person has. A person has a teva that could drive a curiosity, wants to see na'ayizah. And a person is supposed to use this for Torah. And a person is supposed to use this for hayoyim azeh Hashem alakecha mitzach v'lasayis b'chol yoyim yobinecha kechadoshim. There's a frishkeit and he's looking for new things. On the light, the people are looking for new things for na'ayizah in other places. The pasuk says in Kehelis, ma'ashohoyo hu sheyeh ve'ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh. There's no na'ayizah. What people think is na'ayizachin, and they're always looking to hear new things, see new things, know about new things. The prat b'yameinu elu, how things are so fast. New things. Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh. Over, it's a mitzias in a person, and the purpose of this mitzias that the Eibushter created the teva of a person is for Torah mitzvahs, that a person should see his chachus in his avodas Hashem. And a person, and we use it in the wrong way, and we're mechavim this for a yeter to go look for na'ayizach. Say v'shamarte v'asisa oisam. Rashi says over here, he brings from a medrash when he bring the bikurim, bas kol mevorchoi v'avos bikurim. Tishne l'shona haba. Or there's another gear, tizke l'shona haba. So there's a kashan achroin in Pabbi Yosef, right of them. If, when you brought Bikurim, it came a basko, they gave a brocha. Tizke l'shona haba. So how did it ever end? What's it? There's a haftach by Bikurim, there's next year. No, it never ends. Next year, bring the Bikurim back. We is given the korban, we is given state haftach. Tizke l'shona haba, right of them as a kashan. You have Shpeta the Indian of Har Grizim and Har Evil and bringing the writing the Sefer Torah Al Avonim. What's the Indian of writing the whole Torah on the Avonim? In Abar Benel state, the same way as the Musig of a Mezuzah Al Pesach Abayis. What's a Mezuzah? Malaykis, I got to say the Torah on the front of the door. Now the kids are, you write two. You saw it as the comparison, it's Shema and Mahoya. And you put it on your door. That's the entrance to a bias. Malayt the Torah, not the Gamza Torah. Malayt the Torah, Malayt the Torah by the Pesach HaBayis. Zot the Abarbana by the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael, Mahoya licked the mezuzah. But in the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael, there's a aggressor in mezuzah. Kol HaTorah Kula. Not on a clap, on an Eben. That's the mezuzah for the Pesach HaBayis for Eretz Yisrael. If a Pesach HaBayis licked Manach, a mezuzah, deep to three parishes. By the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, there's this inyan of putting these avonim. It says they wrote the Torah in all the Shivim Moshim. Bayer Hatev. The Shivim Moshim, the Gemara says in Saita. Where do you see Bayer Hatev means Shivim Moshim? Zoktim Arsha. Because if you take the word Hatev and you spell it out, Hey Yud Tes Beis, and then you do it just Hey Yud Tes, and then just Hey Yud, and then just Hey, all together, you take the Hey, and then again Hey Yud, and then Hey Yud Tes, and then Hey Yud Tes Beis, the Gematria, all that is 70. That's Bayer Hatev. So you take the Marsha, and so you get the Hlamin Beis. So the Mepharshim ask, it's not 70, it's 69. So they start having a whole cheshbin if Shivim Lashon is Koyla Lashon Kodesh, and the 70 Lashon is beside Lashon Kodesh, is really 71. Well, when we say Shivim Lashon, it's Lashon Kodesh Beinayim, and they start making the cheshbin like I'll be this cheshbin of Hatev, 69 or 70. I'm the one that is saying, no, you're allowed to be off by one. The Gematria can be off by one. There's a klal, there's a gematria can be off by one. With the koil. But here it's already with the hay, with the okay. You can say it's off by one. The emphasis is the statement's foreign back in them, and the B'nai Sosa talks about it. I think we spoke about it once. It says, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvain v'Shimon Yuli. It says, Ephraim and Menashe is gematria one less than Reuven and Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe is Keruvain v'Shimon Yuli. And it's allowed to be off by one. I once heard Hashem is Af. We had in the parshas in Ben Azmanim. Hashem is Af. It says in the pasuk in Vaschanan v'lo yishantem. We learned it on Tisha B'av. that you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and then v'noishantem, and the Eibush is going to be koyis, and he's going to send you out to Golis. V'noishantem is 852. V'noishantem is gematria 852. So, Zogin Chazal, that the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael only 850 years. If you make the Cheshbon from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael, full Churban by Yisrael was 850 years. So why 850 years? Come on, give them. Why 850 years? Because V'noishantem is 852. And the Pasuk says, V'noishantem, and then it says, Shrek L'chazakim. That the Eibus is going to kick you out, and then you machal l'chalal Yisrael. Very, very, V'noishantem ba'aretz v'shchatem v'asisem hara, ha'idoyti b'chem ki ovo yitayveidin maher. Shrek L'chazakim. So it's up to Gemara, that's V'noishantem, that's Gemara 852. The Eibus, they had to make sure that the Yidden shouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael 852 years. If the Yidden would be in Eretz Yisrael 852 years, kiminyan v'noishantem, then it would be miskayim them the pasuk. The ha'idoisi b'chem ki ovei teveidin mar. So the Eves that had to make churban bayis rishon already after 850 years, it shouldn't be gematria v'noishantem, which is 852. Duchstan, I heard this b'shem Rav Mordechai Druchtzer, who was just nifted, famous magid. Why did the Eves have to make the churban? He could have stayed one more year. They could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael one more year. It would still be 851. Already the chashash is that if it's 852 is gematria v'noishantem, then shreklech it's going to be kiyovet teveidin maya. So why did they have the churban after 850? Not a year in Eretz Yisrael. Because yeah, because in gematria it'll have to be off by one. If it's 851, that's a shan v'noishantem. Then it's not there. It's off by one. 851 is shan v'noishantem. That's a smach. Can die off by one. Well, that's the marshal of Abayir hated.
He did it seven.
What? With the Cheshbon of Arshon. No, so they're asking that Lashon Kodesh is 71, so it's off. That's not the Cheshbon, yeah. Yeah. They put the Shvatim in Hagrizim and Har'evo. The emes is, it's a big shayla, why these Shvatim? And the truth is, we talked about it other times, every time the Torah brings down the Shvatim, it's always in a different order. And so those farmers, when they try to make a hekif like a Cheshbon each time, why they went in that Seder. But over here also, it's Lechayr, built a move on Hargrizim. The brook on Hargrizim is Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Yosef and Yamin. It says it's the Bnei Leah, but it's missing Reuven and Zvulun. And then on the other one, it's packed the Bnei Ashvachis with Reuven and Zvulun. The Klal is packed, the Bnei Ashvachis, but you need two more, Reuven and Zvulun. Vosef is Reuven, Zvulun, the Bnei Ashvachis is on the Har'evo, the Klal. Vosef is this Tzirith. And over here, it's not just a question of the order of the 12 Shvatim bring, why we broke it up 6 and 6 in this order. So, Asaf shot them in them, but I saw an interesting shot. An original thought. I don't know in math, if it's, who's made the Cheshbon here, how many times, if you take 12 and you want to break it into two groups of 6, how many combinations you can have? If you take 12 things, 12 Shvatim, 12 anything, and you break it into two groups of 6, how many different combinations you can make? If you go through the population of the different Shvatim, the Eibushter wanted there should be at the closest as possible the same amount of people on both mountains. The closest possibility from all of this, thousands, right, of computations, how much it can be, six Shvatim. Going through the Uchlusya of that, the Gemara says that the Pesukim say how much was in each Eibush, this is the closest amount. Breaking the Shvatim into these groups, these two groups of six, is going to be the closest that it's going to be a minyan. Minyan Hashoveh. They're here over here. What's the end of putting the Brocha, Hagrizim, the Klal, and Harevel? I saw an interesting shot. Achlaish is going into Eretz Yisrael now. We know Adam Arishon with Ne'achet. Adam Arishon with Ne'achet, the Yetzihara was not even in him. The Toiv was Toiv Muchlat, and the Ra was Ra Muchlat. There was a Yetzihara, it was out. After the chait was nichnas void the Yetzer Hara, it became an erbuvio. But beforehand it was dover bor, it was chlor. You have to know what the nesoyin was of the Yetzer Hara. That's not what I was thinking now. Over, there was a matzav of it was chlor. It was clear cut. There was no gray area. It was black and white. It was the rod. It was the toy. Before Klais or anything Eretz Yisrael, the Eibush wants to have these two mountains of it. There's no in between. In between is empty. Is the Hargrizim and Harevel, it's not about the Stelavet, they're Musig, that they should come to this Madrega, the Brocha, the Klo, there's no in between. I mentioned my position, this is fucking Paris. Fucking power. Even any pool a person does, there's no power. If he's doing it, Laman, I'm a Torah, but it's Hashem, but for a Torah toy. If not, a short of the side. There's toy, and there's man. There's no grid. We're holding, balance the star tunkel, and there's ray. That's the avoidance. That was the message over here of our reason and our. It says by the clothes of Orer Asher LaYokim as Divrei HaTorah Azoyt as various Pshatim. The Yerushalmi brings that this is a makar for the din of Hagva Asher LaYokim v'chi yesh Torah Nefeles. Ella, it brings the Inyan brought down Sefer Soifim also. The Yerushalmi insight it's on the Inyan of Zeh Achazen Shu'ayim and his mind of the Sefer Torah. The Sifurn over here says interesting Pshat Orer Asher LaYokim as Divrei HaTorah Azoyt. He says even if a person says that Kemat the whole Torah is Emes, he wants to just be Noifu on one prat. That's already Asher Lo Yochem as Divrei HaTorah Azoyt. Daf Makabel Zayin. The Gansu. So the pasuk says after it says all the orders, V'hoyah im Shamaya Tishma V'kol Hashem Aleichecha, and then Ubo Alecha Kol Abrochis Ha'Elah V'Yisi Gucha. Zokta Rechaim HaKadosh, there is the doyim was that state in Goyim in Mishlei. Mezoinis Tishal Odom, Shefa of Parnosa that comes down to a person, goes through a Seder Ishtalshlis through many Oilomis. Okay, we don't understand so much in these Yonim, but there's a Seder Ishtalshlis of Oilomis, El Yonim, and the Shefa comes down through the Oilomis. Now, as it's coming down through the Oilomis, the Emes, every time it goes through a Shlav, as it's coming down, Nochamol, it's nidden on the person, Odom nidden b'chol Yonim. It's nidden on the person, so kumtem di mezoinis, so kumtem nish. So it could be that originally, when it started, the shefa was supposed to be so kumtem agivisa zach, agivisa shefa from gashmiz yet. The norme is that, but bechlal was kumtem nish. He was nesborek that he's supposed to get it, but it doesn't reach him. It's not bisiguch, it doesn't reach him. It gets stopped, and one of the it gets stopped in transit as the shefa is going down. The bracha be that goshes vo alav kol the bracha elu bisiguch as the takatzukum. The bracha comes down and you actually get it. It could be a matter if a person is nisbarat, if you get a gemisa zat. But if the seder stalsos of the shefa, how it's supposed to go, it could get stopped. The tzinar of the shefa. State in Zohar in a few places that bizman hamikdash, the shefa of the ganze welt went through Klal Yisrael. The tzinar, the pipeline was through Klal Yisrael, through the bizman hamikdash, through Yisrael. And the male of the umois were also. My keleb ha'omid li'an ha'shulchan. Now that's the Erev Voloshin. Bizman hazeh, it's fakert. Bizman, now we're in Golos, the Emes, the clowning souls in Golos. The Shefa is through the Umas Ha'olam. And vas kam kam, vas metzuk, vas is v'hisi guch, vas mir bakumen. We have the Toich Re'eh. There's two Toich, as we know. There's the Toich in Parshas. The Chukoyfai and the Toich and Parshas Kisovei. The Toich of Toiras Koyanim of Ayikra and the Toich of Dvorim. One is before the Chukoyfai we lay always before Shavuos, which is also a Rosh Hashanah Azam, and now Kisovei we lay before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in the Megillah that Lamed Aleph Omer Abaye. I'm sorry. The Gemara says in the Megillah Ein Mafsikin Beklolos. When you read the Klolos, you can't be Mafsik. The same person that's Oyel of Toiras to read the entire thing. Ein Mafsikin Beklolos. Them zok the Gemara Omer Abaye Loi Shonu Ela Klolis Sheva Teres Koyin Avol Klolis Sheva Mishnah Teres Poysik. It's only in the Chukaisi that you have this pay that you have to read the whole thing in one shot. The one of Kisovei is not. My time is of the Gemara. What's the chilek the Toich of Kisovei and the Toich of the Chukaisi? Zok the Gemara that I'm touching this Gemara here. Halo Lubloshin Rabim Amurais Umoisha Mipi Agvura Omran. Vahalo Lubloshin Yochan Amurais Umoisha Mipi Atzmoi Omran. Now Rashi already explained. And it's fascinating if you go through the words. All the psukim in Tyrus Koyanim, it's the Abish they're talking. Vinosati, Vihifkarati, Visholachti, Vashimoisi, Vishmadati, Vikesi. It's the Abish the Lashon Yochah talking. He's going, go through the psukim here. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Yakcho Hashem, Yad Bek Hashem, Yiftach Hashem, Yiten Hashem, Yikimcha Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying what Hashem will do. In the close of Tyrus Koyanim, it's the Abish they're talking. And over here it's Moshe Mipi Atzmai Omer. Now, you have to be very careful about this tomorrow. Moshe Mipi Atzmai Omer. So Toys Rai Le Varns, well, it's Moshe, it's not the Abish Desire. So Toys says, Baruch HaKadosh. Amishtei, the Bechol is a grossi yisoid, and the pashtas, it's not just the chilek of the toichcha, it's a yisoid is like a chilek to farshtei, the chilek between Sefer Dvarim and the other four Svarim. The other four Svarim is Moshe mipi ha-gvura amran, and here it's Moshe mipi atzmai amran. Be very careful to explain what this means. Avada is the yisoid is the chilek between Chamisha Chomshei Torah and Sha'ar Nevi'im and Ksuvah, and Avada Sefer Dvarim is the chilek of Chamisha Chomshei Torah. The Vos made this mipi atzmai amran. There's a pshat from the Goyim, Magen Midumna brings it, from the Goyim. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. Moshe Rabbeinu, the emes, wasn't able to talk clearly. And it's a mitzvah, kvad peh, the kvad loshen anoy. So what's the pshat? So he said, whenever he spoke, Moshe Rabbeinu was shechina medaberes mitach groinoy. And he explained that the purpose of this was that it should be borrowed to Klal Yisrael to Torah min HaShemayim. Geba kuk, how it's obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu talks, stam as a ba'alma, he's a kvad peh, the koshim can hear and say bar, he's stuttering and it's not clear. Mandola, koil soul the bar, shechina medaberes mitach groinoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrape. It's a medrash. The medrash brings, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Loi ish tvorim anoichi. Medrash asks a kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare says, to the Rebbeinu Shlain, Loi ish tvorim anoichi. And those say, in the beginning of Sefer Dvorim, Eila ha tvorim asher dibre Moshe. But what happened? He said, Loi ish tvorim anoichi. What's Eila tvorim? So the medrash, ha toira marpa haloshim. The toira was marapa. When was the toira marapa? So it says a big chiddush. The entire 40 years in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was a marvel to Gazach. Whenever he would stam as they talk with someone, he would talk with someone, right? He was a kvad peh, a kvad losh. He taka was, and he remained a kvad peh. When the Medrash says, HaTorah Merapeh, that happened at the end of Shnois Arboim, of the Midbar. And that's the pshat. The erst the four svarim, it's Moshe Mipi HaGvura Omran. He's a kvad peh, he was a loyish svarim anayki. And it was a mitzias of Shechina Medaberes Mitachroini, and the purpose of this was that it should be borrowed and get the message across that it's Torah min HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu can't read, and he's finished saying Torah. But then, by Eila HaDvarim, that's Moshe Mipi Atzmai Omran. Torah Marpe Loshoin. Moshe Rabbeinu was healed, it was his voice. My father was the Darvish Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the same Darvish the other four, but the question was, in the first four Sfarim, it wasn't his voice, it was a Kvad Peh. Afterwards, it was Eila HaDvarim, Moshe Dibre Moshe. And that's the Chilik that the Rabbi here is saying would be the toicha of Dvorim as opposed to the one of Yukra. But it's Bechlal Yisoid, the chilek of Sefer Dvorim and Sefer Vayikra. Think about it. Klolis, Isho to Oreis, the Ish Acher Yishkabenu, Bayis Kibne Vole Seisha, Voy Kerem Tita Vole Sechalelem. The Sefer Dvorim in this Pasuk is Isho, then Bayis, and then a Kerem. The emes is, L'chayra, that's not the Sefer, a person's supposed to do things. The way a person is supposed to do things, you have in Parsha Shoiftim 2 weeks ago, we talked about the different people that get the Torah of Melchama. It's Miha Isha Asher Bona Bayis, Miha Isha Asher Nota Korem, Miha Isha Asher Eres Isha. Because about the same Dvarim is first you have to build a house and have a Kerem and be Masada, and then you can get married. So what's the Pshat over here? It says that in the wrong order. Pshat, that's part of the Klola. It's Chiddush to Geknech. Part of the Klola is that you're going to marry someone and someone else takes her, but here, Oichet the Klola is the Seder Dvarim, that it's going to be Isha Ta'aris even before you were Bona Bayis. This is Eichet, a knech from the Klal. It's the wrong saying. The famous Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, Perekhei Aloch Yidal, pleaded the Rambam. The Rambam says, Baal Yadeya know that when the Seder Adborim has to be, that a person first has to make Parnasa, and have a Kerem, then build a Bais, and then, be Noisei Isha. And he says, this Tipshim that go the other way, that are Noisei Isha before the Mesuder Kalkali. What's the word? For their financially established. And he says, what's the Seder Advarim? First to have a Maleches Parnos, so that's the Kerem, then the Bayis, and then Moshe Isha. And he quotes a Pasuk. Listen carefully, it's a Pliyat Suma. What's my Makar? That's the Derek of the Bali Deya. Shenevar in Parsha Shoifin. First it says, Miha Isha Shanot Kerem, then it says, Miha Isha Sharbon and Bayis, and then it says, Miha Isha Shar Eres Isha. Kerem, then Bayis, then Isha. That's a Pliyat Suma. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Isha is last, but first it says Bais, then it says Kerem. And the Rambam is quoting you that the Seder has to be Kerem, Bais, Isha, K'moisha Nemar Miho, Isha Shanota Kerem, Bona Bais, Be'eris Isha. That's not what the Pasuk says. Different gears of the other. Because the Mishra, the Baal read nothing. There's a pshat that over there the pasuk is talking about Miyash Hashanata Karen Veloy Chilwa. He didn't take off Karen or Abai. That means he planted this Karen 3 years ago. Abai doesn't take that long to build. Ain't talking about my wife Abai. That's the seven stories. Abai is not the part that. Of the Miyash Hashanata Karen Veloy Chilwa, that's 4 years because until he's in Mechal, the first 2 years is Arla. So even though in the Seder of the pasuk attack is in Abai is first, but Abai the Karen Abai was planted before that. Now there's some cipher. But it's still a mundazan. He's quoting the pasuk as the right, he's quoting the pasuk the wrong word. Tachas asher le'yavarto es Hashem alekecho v'simcho v'tuv leivo. Tachas asher le'yavarto es Hashem alekecho v'simcho v'tuv leivo. The ganze toichecho, all the tzoris, is tachas asher le'yavarto es Hashem alekecho v'simcho v'tuv leivo. Posh pshat, you were Oyver as Hashem. Just you weren't Oyver as Hashem. The Simcha of the Tuv Leivov. When of them come back and the Shrek of the Taitcha. It doesn't say Asher Lo Yavarta. It was you were Avarta. It was a Lo Yavarta the Simcha. And of them Oyver come the Shrek of the Oynish. Heard a Moir the Gemaisa. There's a certain Moir that he was called to a very fry Mishpacha somewhere in the south. And they called him up, he should be a moil, that he should come out of the kerah. He figured there's going to be no one there from the tunnel, the chaloyim and this. But when he came there, he saw there was the Zayda. He thought, Efshir, the Zayda is from out the time, it's from under the door, Efshir. And he asked him also, garnish, have is garnished. He says, the Zayda didn't know Shema Yisrael. So he asked him, Ephes, Vesh, look, Ephes. He says, yeah, I know one pasuk. Tachas Hashem Levar, Tachas Hashem Alekecha, Vesimcha, Vetul Levar. I said, what's the... He says, he was in the Holocaust. And he was next to the Kloizim of the Rebbe. If you do it, it's Maisus Neurois about the Kloizim of the Rebbe and the Sioinus that he went through and his Gabrus. But he says, I stood next to him, it was a Kufa, they were marching, I was next to him, and the whole time he was saying to himself, Tachas Hashem Yavarat, Hashem Olekech, this Pasuk, it's a Maisus Neurois in this point. B'chol Eifen, the Kotke has a different shot here in this Pasuk. We read it Nachamol that you were Oyver Hashem, but you weren't Oyver the Simcha, and at them Oyver comes to the ganze Teicha. He reads it differently. It's Tachas Hashem Yavarat Hashem Alekechem. You're getting the Oyver because you bechlal weren't Oyver Hashem. But I'm only a person who's not Oyver Hashem, but he knows that he's not holding so ay ay ay. Says Mitakres. He knows he's not doing so good. But then you have a mensch who says, like it says in the next week's parasha, Beshrivus Levi Eilech. He's Besimcha with the Leivov. He has no problem. He's an Eilei Oyver Hashem. Und zu der Zuhren der Samaya Feuche. Was bist du nicht zufrieden? That's the Teufel. Asher loya bat es Shem Alekecho. Und noch der Zuh, es ist besimcha mit dem Leben. That's built in this Baal. That we can't be sorry. That day is the Matzah. That's the Teufel. It's under a nigger in the Hosek. Gam kol choyli v'chol maka asher loy kosu v'sefer atoy razois. The Eivet is saying there's so many klolas and also a klala asher loy ksuva b'tayra azayis. So it's an interesting pshat. We know that there are 98 klalas in the toich over here. We know that a person is supposed to say meya brachas b'chol yoyim. Chayv adam loymer meya brachas b'chol yoyim. The meya brachas is the emes to be misgaber on the klalas of this toich. Right? There's 98 klolos, and you want to have bracha without the cheshbon of in gematria kirov by one. However, you want to have a hisgabrus of bracha over the klolos. So there's 98 klolos. We want to have meyer brachas b'chol yom. So if it's enough 99, right? So we said you kirov by one. However, the pshat is no. It's chayiv adam loymer meyer brachas b'chol yom. Can I get these klolos? Because there's one klolo asher loyksu from a sefer. There's one that's not kosher, not even written. There's the unwritten one also. And you want a bracha also connected to that one. And Mabel, the pasuk where we learn out Chayv on the Lema Meir Brachas, is the pasuk Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach Kim Le'yiroi. That pasuk, in Marshosh Shtei Shoyim, that pasuk has 99 letters. But Chazal Darshan, it says Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach. Chazal Darshan, Al Tikri Mo Elo Meyo. If you read it, Meya, there's 100 letters. But the Aleph is not there. So the Marshal explains, he says, Al Pisoi, it's connected, Meiser, Min HaMeiser, the Neshama of a person is Meiser, Min HaMeiser, that's the Aleph that's not there. He says, it's Al Pisoi. However, the Pshat says, hey, there's 99 letters in the Pasuk. but there's really 100. The one that's, there's the unwritten one. That unwritten aleph is connected to klola asher loy ksuva baseifer hazeh. That's the asher loy ksuva, that's the 100 brothers connected to 99. The Emes, the Pasuk says a little different here. It says, "Im lo sishmar es kol divrei haTorah azois, vayisavti aleichem kol choli v'chamaka shaloi ksuva." Right? What's the with the lashon of the Pasuk? Im lo sishmar. Im lo sishmar es. Why is there? We know that there's arboy malchus, but really Chazal changed it and they said only 39. There's also in Shemayim, there's a musaf of Shishim Pulsa Denura. And the reason is because why in Shemayim is it 60 and in the Dinei Adam it's 40? Because in Dinei Adam it's 3 times 13. A person becomes Bar Chiyuv by 13, so it's 3 times 13. In Dinei Shemayim it's 3 times 20, because in Dinei Shemayim you become only Bar Enish at 20, so it's 3 times 20. But altogether that's 60 and 40, and that's the 100 Kalalas, the Arboyim Malkus and the Shishim Pulsa Denura. Or became Chazal, and they took off one of the malchus. They made it 39. Now, someone that's not Machabe Talmid Chachamim, it says Es Hashem Olikach Tiro. The Rabbi is Talmid Chachamim, but someone that's not Machabe Talmid Chachamim, he doesn't hold of this S. So, by M came to 100. Im Lo Yisishmar S Kol Divrei HaTorah Azois. The S, the Rabbi is Talmid Chachamim. If you're not holding by that, so Im Lo Yisishmar Lasis S Kol Divrei HaTorah Azois. So, then the Ebes is Moisif. That one called. Then is the extra Kolala, and that's what you need. The 100 brachas neged the klolos. It's interesting, this din of meyer brachas b'chol yoyim is brought down in Shulchan Aruch 3 times. It's brought down in Simen Mem Vav, the original din, the chayva, the moimar, the 100 brachas. It's brought down again at Tzveita time in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Reish Pei Dalid, Sif Gimel, that a person should be mechaven by the brachas of Kriyas HaTorah and Haf Torah and Maftir in order that on Shabbos could be mashlim. And then a third time in Simen Reish Tzavi, it's against the Simen, Farzach. There's a Simen, the Simen of being Mashlamei Abrochus with Paris. And it says over there, there's a few other halachas there, but that's the title of the Simen, is Yashlamei Abrochus, Yarbe the Paris, and Magod, the Bumini Reach, the Lahashlamei Abrochus. So the Magna Brahmari asks, what Mamonashap? Are you supposed to be Mashlam with Paris? Are you supposed to be Mashlam with Paris after? Which one? All Arikas there in the Paiskin, but again, it's brought down in Simen Menbo, a Tzvekim of a Verfus after, a Dritimo, the Union of Paris. Yom Kippur is a harder cheshbon how you get it. We moist it with Birkas HaReach. That was the emissary lashon of the Machaber there. Yarbe the Paris, Umine Megadim, Umine Reach. On Yom Kippur, you only have the option of Reach or the Birkas HaFayr. Well, we Messiah, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ha'elef l'cha shloima, u'masayim l'noitrim es period. We know that every bracha is worth asara zahub, Megmar and Chulin. So the Pasuk is saying, Ha'elef l'cha shloima. On a regular day, a person makes mea bracha, so he has 1,000. But on Shabbos, you know, you have less, you have to be mashlam. Umasayim l'noitim is period. There's 20 brachas missing on Shabbos. That's because it's times 10, because it's asar zuvim. Elef l'chosh loima, umasayim, extra masayim on Shabbos, l'noitim is period.